So everybody always talks about growing the company, but what do you have to do to make sure that you're actually leading the company in a way that you're going to get growth? So I want to grow my company. What do I have to do to make sure it works?
Well, I think if you really want to grow your company, what you have to realize as a CEO is that you can't do it all yourself. So the question really needs to become, how do I create a high-performance team? With a high-performance team, you've got a chance of succeeding. And most business owners, they've gotten the business to where it is on their own back. Their own determination. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful to see than a company owner, an entrepreneur who's done everything, made it happen, and has grown a beautiful big company.
So what you're saying, in order to grow a business, is you can't be doing everything, spinning all the plates. You actually have to put people in place and delegate now. And that's quite a transition.
It is. It's a huge transition. And what I find is a lot of owners really have trouble with that transition because they think they're losing their power. What they're really doing is they're cutting down on their need to run around like a chicken with their head cut off, handling every possible thing that comes up.
Sounds like you're asking them to let go of control and power.
Oh, I'm asking them to let go of controlling the situation, but that in fact gives them more power. All right, so there's an interesting piece in there that a lot of people don't understand. It's like the situation with what's the normal way society works is that you have policemen walking around in the streets. They have guns on their hips and they have lights and badges and all that officialdom stuff. And the system works because people take their responsibility to know the law and obey the law. When things really fall apart, then you institute what they call martial law, which is the army comes in with guns and ready to use those guns to enforce it. And that happens only when people stop taking their responsibility. The army comes in to control the situation.
And do we want the CEO to be a military commander?
Absolutely not. But that threat is always there. And as long as that threat is there, that helps people to know that there are rules and regulations that they want to follow. Most of the time, the police walking around is enough to keep people conscious of their responsibility to be good model citizens. It's the same thing in a company. If your managers are managing effectively, then people know that there are rules and regulations they need to follow. And when they don't, the manager comes up and says, hey, what's happening here? And helps that person to say, oh, right, yeah, I should have done this. I need to get back into doing that. Okay, everything's great.
And really, you don't want a command and control environment because that doesn't create a good work culture. So how you go about making, you know, that having that conversation so that person, that employee doesn't say, you know, rebel against the rule.
Right. Well, you see, if they're rebelling against the rule, that's when they get arrested and thrown in jail. Or in a company, that's when the disciplinary process starts to happen. And the Riot Act is read to the person saying, hey, you know what? No, we don't accept that kind of behavior. I'm putting the warning on your file. You do this again, and guess what the consequence is? You lose your job. But if you're having to always do that, then it's just like with kids. That they'll try and get away with what they can get away with. When your back is turned, they'll put their feet up and they won't do what they're supposed to do. So you have to get that buy-in. That's the powerful piece. You're sharing power. The power that you're sharing is that they have a responsibility and they have the ability to decide to respect that responsibility and fulfill their duties.
And what you're really saying is if a CEO or a business owner wants to grow their company, they're going to have to set up procedures, policies, rules, figure out how processes and information should flow, and then expect people to follow those procedures and policies. And perhaps where some business owners aren't growing their companies, it's because they don't have those basic foundational pieces in place.
Yeah, I went a fair ways out broad on this in terms of talking about the employees. But really, the process of having a high-powered team is having high-powered people working for you at all levels. And what that means is they recognize their responsibility and they take it and they fulfill their responsibility. Not because there's somebody standing there with a stick that's going to hit them, but because they know that that's what they should do, that's what the company needs, that's what's going to make everybody successful. Then you've got managers who are willing to step up when somebody is not fulfilling that responsibility. You got managers who are very, very willing to step in and say, hey, what's going on here? This is what was supposed to happen. This is what's happening. Help me understand this. What do you need to get back in line with things? So the managers then are holding their people accountable. How? By taking the manager's responsibility to make sure their people are doing what they're supposed to do. You get that happening in an organization, and guess what? You don't need the CEO barking out orders because people know what they're supposed to do. Why? Because their supervisors tell them what is expected, the managers help the supervisors do what they're supposed to do, and the managers are then part of a steering team, the high-performance team that helps the CEO fulfill what the CEO is there for, which is to make a great company, make lots of money.
So a business owner that wants to grow the company really has to take the time to think through working with the people that he or she has hired to build procedures and processes to make and responsibilities, job descriptions, ways to hold people accountable so that the CEO is not running around trying to fix all of these things. And if they are, that's evidence probably that these basic foundational pieces haven't been set up.
Absolutely. I was sitting with two partners just yesterday, and we were talking about a new manager that they brought in for one of their divisions. And they were starting to grumble and grouse that he was focusing on this or he wasn't getting that. And I said, okay, so how clear have you made it for him? Oh, we've made it abundantly clear. Really? How do you know? Well, because we said it 3 or 4 times. Okay, and did you check in to see what he understood? And they went, what? They hadn't finished the conversation. They said because they thought that because they said things that everybody understood exactly what they meant. And we explored the whole area and said, here are the areas that you as owners have not looked at and laid out clearly. So of course this guy is going to be doing this and doing that because you haven't laid it out very clearly for him as to what it is you're doing, what you're not doing.
So in addition to the foundational processes, you actually have to have conversations when you delegate to somebody what the expectations are and then have a conversation to find out what they understand about those expectations. And I guess it really all boils down to you have to make the implicit explicit. And we all think that people should understand based on 1 or 2 one-way conversations.
Beautifully said. And you know what? You just demonstrated it. Because I said a bunch of things, you reflected back what you understood from what I said. You just demonstrated exactly what it is I'm talking about.
And that's the number one missing element in a lot of companies that are trying to go into growth mode.
Yep.
Thanks, Rob.